Pope Benedict XVI joined world leaders in expressing his profound sorrow over what he described as the senseless tragedy of the Virginia Tech University massacre. The Holy Father sent a telegram to Bishop Francis Di Lorenzo today of the Diocese of Richmond, where 32 students were killed yesterday in the worst school shooting in U.S. history. The Pope writes that he was deeply saddened by the news of the shooting and assures his heartfelt prayers for the victims, their families, and for the entire school community. Earlier, my colleague Susie Hodges spoke to Bishop Di Lorenzo. He gave us his reaction to the tragedy, which he says increases the need for gun laws in the U.S. to be addressed once and for all.
First of all, I am terribly saddened by the fact of all this loss of life. And second of all, I'm extremely upset for the poor parents who have invested so much love into these children over a period of years. And now, as things are moving on successfully in life, they're moving to young adulthood. They're now cut down in the prime of their lives. Those poor parents and their brothers and sisters, it's just so sad for them as well.
Do you agree with those that say, you know, stricter controls on guns could perhaps help avoid such shooting sprees?
Of course, what we're involved in here in the United States of America is a tension that has existed for many a year. There are those who believe that the problem lies with the ease with which guns are obtainable, and also Second Amendment to the Constitution defenders, and the other group that suggests very much that if there weren't as many guns around, there would be less violence conflict resolution taking place. It's a debate that heats up and cools down, but never quite gets resolved here in America. And I'm sure persons in other countries, especially in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, look and cannot understand why we can't get it resolved.
U.S. President George W. Bush is due to attend a memorial service on campus at Virginia Tech later today. At his behest, flags have been flown at half-mast and a minute's silence observed across the U.S. as people come to terms with yet another episode of wanton violence in U.S. schools. A list bearing the names of the shooting victims has been released, along with that of the fourth-year student responsible for the massacre. Police identified the shooter as South Korean national Cho Seung-hui, a 23-year-old senior in the university's English department who lived on campus. So far, investigators say they have found no indication of any possible motive. Dr. Timothy O'Donnell is president of neighbouring Christendom College in Front Royal, Virginia. He spoke to us about what such shooting sprees say of our modern-day society.
Well, I think like we're seeing all throughout the world, there clearly has been, an increase in violence. The entire world is coming off probably the bloodiest century in human history, the 20th century, where human life has been treated so cheaply. And I think there, you know, John Paul II was very much right on tune here when he was talking about the dominant culture being a culture of death. Wherever human life is assaulted or is cheapened or devalued, it can lead to this type of mentality. And you have to wonder sometimes about the way in which violence is portrayed through the media, through television, and things like that. If this doesn't have an effect on people and the type of violence that we see in terms of crime, abortion, etc., all of these things have a collective impact, I think, that end up cheapening the value of human life. And I think this is something that all of us need to think about and pray about. Have we not taken some wrong turns along the way, where we really need to try to come back and bring back a strong sense of a culture of life that nourishes and supports life wherever it is found?